Don't you have some dirty jokes to go tell?
It's Sports News Skewered. Skewered. The Sports Kebab.
Make everybody laugh, Jarrett.
I hope so. I hope I could do that. So if I cannot bring a smile to your face, what can I do?
Nothing.
In this world. And we'll start off on the Sports Kebab. I'm going to tell you a little story. I was driving to work today, and I saw one of those Halloween superstores. You ever see those things that pop up?
Yeah. Spent a lot of money there every year.
Do you? Oh, yeah.
I don't really want to.
I try to get just homemade costumes, but many, many people go in there every year. And the thing that's crazy about me to me about those things is they disappear for the entire rest of the year, but then they show up every October and they earn their money. They're kind of like the opposite of Clayton Kershaw when you think about it.
That's good. That's the anti-spirit.
Clayton Kershaw's postseason struggles continued on Thursday, and he did nothing to shed the reputation that he is not a big-game pitcher. No, Kershaw is a tremendously popular Dodger player, and I think I see his appeal, okay? Much of the L.A. fan base is made up of, you know, rich, divorced dads on their third marriage or absentee moms, you know, living that socialite life. So when it comes to their kids, like Kershaw, they also don't show up for the big games. And they lead to therapy. Clayton Kershaw in postseason games is kind of like Charlie Casserly's hair dye. Ridiculous, hard to look at, and left in too long. It really is shocking, though, to look at Kershaw's career, you know, stat trends, and when you compare the regular season to the postseason. I mean, one is facing up, one is facing down, kind of like Adam Gase's eyes. But yes, it's been a rough week for Jets coach and bearded vaudeville ventriloquist dummy, Adam Gase.
Making fun of another Adam, finally.
Yeah, I know, finally. Wow. The reason I'm doing this is because the Jets cut their highest paid player, their best player, the guy who was the marquee free agent signing last year, Le'Veon Bell. Gase and Lev just never fit together and appeared to have they butted heads from the very beginning. I mean, I haven't seen someone that incompatible with a bell since Gaston.
He's not the monster Gaston, you are.
Right, you got it.
Thank you.
Now, Bell.
Thank you.
No. Bell signed with the Jets after sitting out a full year with the Steelers. So think of that. He didn't play NFL football for 12 months so he could sign with the Jets and then not play NFL football for 18 months. So Bell gets cut by the Jets and then very quickly signed by the Chiefs, the Super Bowl champions, going from the Jets to the Chiefs. That's like when Angelina Jolie broke up with Billy Bob Thornton for Brad Pitt. I mean, the Jets are a disaster. Their defense stinks. Their coaching stinks. Their offense is sloppier than Joe Namath after last call.
He doesn't drink anymore.
Oh, I know, not anymore. Okay, in the past. And things, since we're talking, I'm glad you brought that up.
Dan, maybe he does.
No. Well, I'm sure he's got his act together. I'm glad you brought up the past, though.
Okay.
Because the Jets are so bad.
How bad are they?
And I like making old references so much. And I didn't ask you guys for an old reference.
Yeah, it's amazing that slipped your mind this week.
That was on purpose this week. This week. Because I'm going to attempt to make a Jets joke with a reference from every decade from the 1940s until today.
Okay.
In consecutive order here, okay?
Good luck.
Good luck.
1940s. Oh. Man, oh man, New York really blew it with Le'Veon Bell. I haven't seen anyone waste that much money on a failed Jet since Howard Hughes with the Spruce Goose.
That joke was the bee's knees,
yeah, okay.
Jarrett.
Hit me now. Ready? 1950s! Okay, barely 1 year into a huge deal with New York, and they could not have been happier to get rid of Bell and move on. I haven't seen anyone this excited about a Jet leaving to save the future since Buck Rogers fought aliens in the 25th century.
1960s!
Boy, oh boy, Adam Gase is just destroying the New York football team. I haven't seen anyone tear apart the Jets like that since Natalie Wood in West Side Story.
1970s!
You know who I feel bad for? Is New York football fans. Everything the team does is wrong. Every personnel move, every coaching decision. It must be so frustrating. Those fans must scream about Jets more than Elton John belting a tune about Benny.
1980s!
And things, they're not going well for Adam Gase, you know? Not going well. Every game he looks worse. Every game he gets crushed more. And yet, it doesn't seem to bother him. I haven't seen a Jet who didn't care about their bad reputation like that since Joan.
How many more decades?
Almost
1990s.
And Le'Veon Bell shouldn't be off the hook yet either, okay? He didn't exactly light the world on fire after that contract. He did not earn that money. I haven't seen a Jet steal something like that since Benny Rodriguez swiped home in the Sandlot.
The aughts!
2000s. All right, this is the last one. Last one. 2000s. But I think it all comes down to the bad fit between Gase and Bell. I mean, Gase never wanted him there, never put him in a position to succeed. And I don't think New York will do well until they replace Adam Gase. I mean, even Sully Sullenberger couldn't save that New York Jet.
Oh.
All right.
Well done.
Thank you.
Big points for creativity.
2010.
No, the ones in the beginning were the 2010s.
Yeah,
but I will.
Jet Joe was good.
Thank you. I'll close with talking about college football because Alabama has the game of the season, the game of the century this weekend versus Georgia, and they might be without Nick Saban, who tested positive for COVID this week. Now, if that sounds daunting, to play a football game without a real head coach on the sidelines, try being the Arizona Wildcats who haven't done that for 20 years.
Good job, Jared.
Thank you.
Well done. Well done.
How come no 30s jokes?
Yeah, what's in the 30s? The Kaiser. No, that was the 1910s.
Not a lot of good things happened in the 30s.
The 20s had Great Depression material to work with.
Or the Roaring 20s. Flappers.
Stock market. I haven't seen a New York crash like that since the stock market.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. That'd be the 20s, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway, I don't know.
Before that, my memory is a little fuzzy.
I thought if at least I was going to make old references today, I'll try to gimmick them to go through.
That
time.
Was creative.
Thank you.
I like it. I haven't seen a Jet. That's the basis. That's like your new your new Jeff Foxworthy.
Yeah.
You might be a redneck.
I haven't seen a Jet since.
There you go. That's the Sports Kebab every Friday with Jarrett Carlin. You could follow Jarrett on Twitter @JarrettGC. JarrettGC.